Whoever wins this weekend's WA election faces the prospect of dealing with an upper house controlled by independents and minor parties. A group of five single-issue parties has enlisted the services of the so-called preference whisperer, Glenn Drury. Mr. Drury is a political consultant who negotiates complex preference swapping deals which have swept micro-party candidates into parliaments. He launched the Senate careers of people like Ricky Muir from the Motoring Enthusiast Party. This time round, his skills could see parties such as the Flux the System and Fluoride Free WA win seats. Michael Edwards has this report.
Most people happily drink tap water, but not John Watt. To him, it's toxic, full of fluoride, a chemical he believes slowly kills people.
There are now 300 studies that show fluoride is a neurotoxin and can cause cognition problems.
John Watt is so passionate he formed a party devoted to getting fluoride out of the state's water supply. It's called Fluoride Free WA. He's running as a candidate in the East Metropolitan region of WA's upper house, the Legislative Council.
Fortunately for us, preferences have fallen our way in the East Metropolitan region. There is a chance. We've come down from several thousand to one odds down to around 5 to 1.
That's less likely to be about growing awareness of the supposed evils of fluoride and more about Fluoride Free being one of the five minor parties to have signed up with the preference whisperer, Glenn Drury.
Look, I've worked with a whole series of minor parties, Liberal Democrats, Family First, Fluoride Free WA, Flux and Daylight Saving Party.
Voting for WA's upper house, which has six multi-member electorates, is the same as the Senate. Candidates who obtain a certain proportion, known as a quota, of the primary vote are elected. Surplus votes are then transferred to candidates who are numbered second on the papers, but at a reduced value. It allows minor parties to form blocs where they preference each other, improving their chances of winning a seat.
What I've shown these parties in WA is how the system works and how best to work within that system, and hopefully at the other end, one, two or three of them might get elected.
Some say Glenn Drury's methods game the system and aren't good for democracy.
I think it's moving away from genuine election of people who contribute to the parliament.
Michael Cusack is running as an independent candidate in the North Metropolitan region, and the creative industry's lawyer has opted out of any preference deals, even at the potential cost of not winning his seat.
It should be about policy. That's what this election is all about. So if people are being tricked into voting for someone that they don't know they're voting for or who stands for a very specific issue, that's not what this is designed to do.
And Glenn Drury's services don't come for free. His asking price is reportedly $50,000 for each seat won. John Watt from Fluoride Free says he hasn't given Glenn Drury any money, but he says he will hire him as a consultant if he wins. He rejects claims that preference deals are anti-democratic. He says, on the contrary, it gives single-issue parties a chance to get their views heard.
So they've ignored us from the outside. Let's hope we can work from the inside. And I guarantee whoever becomes a health minister, they will find me a thorn in their side.
And that's election candidate John Watt ending Michael Edwards' report.